Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Real quick, another birthday shout out. My man Brad Majeski just DM'd me. Guy listened to this program last year, Ben, for 80,000 minutes. I don't know if that's a lot or a little. It feels like a lot.
Are we already doing Ben and Woods Wrapped?
Well, he sent me his Wrapped, and he goes, hey, man, 80,000 minutes I listened to you guys. Can I get a happy 30th birthday shout out? I go, for 80,000 minutes, Ben will come to your house and wash your car, dude. Thank you, Brad. Happy birthday to you, man.
Happy birthday. Maybe you should have a birthday party at Dave and Buster's.
Join
the College Madness this Monday, April 7th. Watch the championship game at Dave and Buster's in Mission Valley. Catch all the excitement on their giant screens. Enjoy fantastic food and drinks and play your favorite games in the ultimate sports atmosphere. Don't miss the big game only at Dave and Buster's.
Love DMBs.
So, yeah. Good news yesterday for the San Diego Padres. As remember, we were kind of wringing our hands a little bit at the end of spring training when AJ was making his final roster moves. And, you know, you couldn't keep anyone, but he decided wanted the veteran presence of Yuli Gurriel on the team, had to add him to the 40-man roster, went with Brandon Lockridge for the speed and defensive abilities and the right-handed hitting, and had to place Tyler Wade and Eggy Rosario on waivers, had to DFA him because they had no minor league options. Well, we found out a few days ago, Tyler Wade did pass through waivers and was optioned to AAA. And then yesterday, this was actually a surprise, I think, for the Padres. Eggy Rosario also made it all the way through waivers without getting claimed. And he, too, has accepted his option to AAA. So gets to stay in the organization. They did not lose either of those two guys. And they also added Oscar Gonzalez to the 40-man roster yesterday when they placed Johnny Brito on the 60-day injured list. So now they have the option if they need to call up Oscar, who's off to a hot start, I believe, at El Paso, or, you know, good hitter's environment, but a really good spring.
Yeah.
If they need a bat, if they need an extra outfielder, he is now able to come up to the big league club because he is on the 40-man roster.
And probably very important to him, he did have an opt-out as well, Benny. Remember, he could have opted out. He's now on the 40-man roster. I think he's going to be called up soon. I can't imagine, you know, again, Yuli Gurriel making it the entirety of the season. Going to get some more looks, certainly. Will probably be in the lineup today, I would imagine, against Shota Imanaga. But, yeah, man, Oscar Gonzalez and Eggy Rosario, I mean, these are guys that can help you win this year.
I think at some point, you will see Oscar Gonzalez up with the big club. Now, Eggy is off the 40-man.
So I think he's off the 40-man.
So, you know, that'll be a little trickier. But if he has a big season, they'll find a way to get him back on. Usually someone else has to go on the 60-day injured list at some point. And so, you know, you can make those moves later on. But, yeah, just really good to keep and not have lost anybody with those moves that you had to make at the end of spring training.
Yeah, again, just gives you a little bit more depth if somebody gets hurt or somebody's not performing. How about Ryan Burgert last night, you guys? Holy smokes. 25-year-old struck out 11 batters over five innings of one-run ball in AAA. They lost at Oklahoma City. That was against the Dodgers. That was against the Dodgers minor league team, and you know they're pretty stacked as well. But Burgert looked nasty. There's a video going around of him that is just looks filthy. Absolutely filthy.
He's really the only top level pitching prospect that's in the Padres. I think top 30 in prospects that could be called up at some point if they need it. I mean, we've looked more at the options like Matt Waldron, you know, and Steven Kolek, who've already been on the big league roster, as your first guys you might call on if you needed a sixth and seventh and eighth starters. But Ryan Burgert is a guy who's definitely pitching his way into that mix as well and rising quickly through the organizational ranks in terms of, you know, where he probably is in the pecking order for pitching options.
Yeah, and again, just more depth for this team, and let's be honest, more pieces for this team to feature if they need somebody when we get to the trade deadline in July. You know, all of these guys right now. The Eggy Rosario thing, Ben, spoke to me yesterday. I went, okay. Because we all thought, everybody thought, somebody is going to snatch him up. Somebody's going to take a chance on him. Somebody that's, you know, in desperate need of right-handed power hitting that hits lefties really well, that can play in the infield, you know, still a young guy and can mash lefties. Somebody's going to grab him. Did we overvalue him? Because guys like that, in my opinion, I didn't think he would pass through waivers, and he did.
I am surprised. I thought someone
Me too.
Needed him as a 25th or 6th man on their roster, but it is tough. I mean, there is a strategy. GMs have picked the right times
yes.
to make those moves because other teams are also making tough decisions at those moments, and sometimes they just go, we'd like Eggy, but I don't know. Then that means we have to get rid of another guy that we did like, and we know this guy, and we don't know Eggy yet, so they just make the decision that way.
Yep, fair enough.
Brendan in our chat says, or Brandon says, 80,000 minutes listening to Ben and Woods.
Yep.
It's 20,000 shows. I think
shows.
The math's a little off. The shows are not 4 minutes long. They're 4 hours.
Four hours long.
Wow. So it's actually 333 shows, which is more than we did last year. We didn't do 333 shows last year. So he's listening to the entire shows and then going back and listening like extra to
we're that good
other segments and interviews again. So yeah. that is a lot of listening, but it's not 20,000 shows worth of listening.
I think we did like 240 shows.
Yeah, that sounds about
That's
right.
That's a lot. 80,000 minutes is a lot.
It's a lot of minutes. I'm looking at his, 79,957.
That's a lot.
I rounded
it
up.
That's a lot.
Man. It's to the whole station, actually. So
all right. So that makes a little
more
sense.
That makes more sense. Man, the guy just tunes in to 97.3 The Fan. He doesn't leave it. Yeah, you get your birthday shout-out for that.
Very impressive. Not a lot of Major League Baseball action yesterday. Had a few games. NL West action, the Yankees beat the Diamondbacks 9-7. Aaron Judge hit his fifth home run of the season. Trent Grisham went deep for the first time. That is the first loss for a top four NL West team in the last 24 games.
Needed it, 20, man.
23-1
Why am I scoreboard watching 7 days into the season?
And then the Rockies lost again to the Phillies, 3-1. Kyle Schwarber hit his fourth home run of the season.
Did you see it?
Schwarber?
Yeah.
The Schwarbomb?
Yeah, it's about 600 feet.
He's a freak.
I love him, man. I love him so much. Who did we meet that played with him? We interviewed someone that played with him at spring training. Tyler Wade? Kyle Hart? Who was it?
I just heard that. Don and Mudd just mentioned it during the broadcast. So who played with him?
You mean in college?
Yeah, Kyle Hart. Kyle Hart. Yeah. Played college ball with Schwarber and said he was just a freak then. And, my God. I mean, obviously we all remember the home run he hit at Petco Park. It was in the playoffs.
I didn't think that second deck and right was reachable.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I hit a driver from center field with a golf ball. I mean, that's how he smoked that thing. When he gets one, I love that dude. I really do. I know he bats 220. But he'll hit 45 bombs for you, and they're just prodigious shots. I love watching him play.
What is he hitting
play.
Their lineup now? He used to be their leadoff.
He still leads off.
I think it's Trey Turner now leading off.
Oh, is it?
I think they go Turner, Harper.
Okay.
God. AM edits, Schwarber is way better than Arise. I mean, yeah, they're totally different players. It's,
I mean,
he's going to hit more
home runs. Hitting the most different players.
They're like, you couldn't.
In the league.
You'd be like saying, like, red is just different than green. Yeah, I mean, they're just totally, totally different colors. Like,
how many batting titles does Kyle Schwarber have?
Right, exactly. How many home run titles does Luis Arraez going to win? Right. None. You know, it's just, they're just different.
Neither of them can pitch.
But like Brandon says, I'll take Schwarber's 220 over Grisham's 220 any day of the week.
Correct. Red Sox beat the Orioles 8-4 to take 2 of 3 in that series. And a little history by the Cincinnati Reds, not the kind of history you want to make.
This is wild.
The Reds lost to the Brewers 1-0. It is the third consecutive 1-0 loss for the Cincinnati Reds. They're the first MLB team to do that in the last 65 years.
That's staggering.
That's got to be frustrating to know your pitching staff gave up one run on three consecutive days. And usually you go 3-0, and they went 0-3 on those three games when they gave up one run each day.
That's absolutely staggering to think about. Staggering.
I mean,
you can't scratch out, you know,
it's
one,
not what
two.
You would think would be a bad offensive team either.
No. No, that's terrible, man. That is terrible. Oh,
a little off the field news yesterday. The city of St. Petersburg approved $22.5 million to fix the roof at Tropicana Field, although they weren't all that happy about it.
Yep.
They said, we have no choice. We're obligated to keep the stadium up to specs and repair any damage. So we have to do this, even though the Rays have already pulled out of their new stadium deal. The speculation is that, you know, they want to move now. They don't want to stay in the Tampa St. Pete area, playing this season, of course, at the Yankee Spring Training Complex. St. Petersburg, they would love to just go, you know what, you're not going to play there anymore. We're not going to put a bunch of money into this. But they said, we are contractually and legally obligated to fix that place. So all that money that they're going to pour into an aging, was already the worst stadium in baseball, only to get it ready. And by the time they get it ready, the Rays may have already like figured out that they're going somewhere else. It's not a good scene.
Mm.
It's basically a recipe for animosity and not a good relationship between the city and the team there.
Man, I bet their attendance really plummets.
Well, you can't go much lower than spring
training. That's the joke. You're 2,400 fans to 1,800? I mean, you know.
Have they played some games? Yeah, have they been drawing? I mean, I saw the A's. They sold out their first game at the minor league park, and then they went down to like 9,000.
Have the Rays
8,
been drawing fans? I don't know.
I was watching MLB Network the other day. Daytime, they flashed over to a Rays game, and I'm like, are they showing spring training highlights? It's weird to see them. It's a regular season game,
yep,
and it just, the ballpark screams Cactus League, Grapefruit
yeah,
League,
of course,
spring training. It was weird.
And so does the A's, where the Padres will be heading in their next series, yep, after they leave Chicago.
Theirs is worse.
Going to Sacramento. The Sacramento one looks just empty in the outfit. It doesn't even look like a cool minor league
awful
park. It looks like, you know, like the El Paso park, way cooler looking than the one in Sacramento, I think.
I was reading a piece by Awful Announcing. They talked about everything that went wrong, like on day one for the A's up there. I mean, they had like 10 different instances where their radio broadcast just dropped off because they didn't have the right equipment.
In there?
They had the build your own shed that you got at Home Depot or
tough
something.
Shed. Yeah.
Tough shed.
Yeah, tough shed.
It was, and then they got like bodied on the field.
Yeah.
The Cubs hit for the cycle for the first time in like 30 years against them.
It's going great.
Got swept. It was just, yeah.
It's going really well. I did see the Dodgers put Freddie Freeman on the 10-day IL.
He shower
slipped,
injury.
Slipped in the shower. You know you're getting old when you start slipping in the shower, Freddie. Maybe just hang him up. Do us all a favor.
I haven't injured myself, but I certainly am very concerned about the slipping in the shower.
At what age do we go into our showers and start putting down the...
Install the rail?
The
handrail?
The rail, but the stuff on the tape on the shower floor, the grip tape to where, you know, just in case... I mean, I feel like we're getting there, Ben. We're going to be both going to be 50 this year. I may need to put the grip tape and the rail in the shower just in case. I don't need a slippery fall in the shower. I don't. I can't be on the 10-day.
That would be a don't do this moment.
It would be.
The bench always kills me. Like, who's just sitting there?
Just sitting.
Just getting hit with the water.
I mean, me. I'll do it. If you put one in there, I'll use it. For real.
Don't do this is coming up next. Jaw. Someone who...
Jaw's a nickname.
At this point, is he just... I mean, he's
begging.
He's really asking.
F around and find out.
He's begging.
Probably in the next couple of hours.
He's asking for it.
He wants to get in trouble.
We will get to that coming up next after a check of traffic. Don't go away. Ben and Woods continuing here on 97.3 The Fan.
First, I want to tell you guys about Underdog Daily Fantasy. Been a lot of fun. Been having so much fun playing Underdog. Now that baseball season's here, you guys know exactly how it works. Just choose a higher or lower on player stats, hits, strikeouts, home runs, whatever it may be. They got all your favorite leagues, teams, and stars to choose from. Play with as little as a dollar. Get everything right. You can win up to 1,000 times your money. So turn a dollar into 1,000 just with your baseball knowledge or, again, any other sport you want to play. They got it all. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now using the promo code Woods to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash. When you make your first deposit, join in on the fun. When you sign up with the promo code Woods, claim your special offer today. Get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly upon first deposit. Must be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama, Nebraska, 19 and over in Colorado for some games, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Void in Colorado. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT STEP to 53342. In New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Dude, don't.
I was just testing you to see if you remember. Correct. Don't leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a trust or will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. I'm not sensing complete buy-in here on the sponsor from you.
Yeah.
I know you believe in Trust and Will. You just don't believe in...
He doesn't believe in...
The back and
forth. I don't even want to say he doesn't believe in the messaging. He doesn't believe in who sent the messaging.
Idea.
The messenger.
The messenger.
If Ben came up with the idea, I think there might have been a little bit more buy-in.
Probably. It was an Adam idea. I think it was also bothered me, like, did it in the middle of the show. I was like, hey, make sure you do this. Right?
Do.
Do.
This.
Stop texting us in the middle of the show.
Got it.
Don't text us in the middle of the show.
Wasn't his worst idea ever.
Eat
bad.
My shorts.
Blank a doodle do.
Go ahead, Benjamin.
So we've all had the moment with our parents or a teacher where we did something wrong, but they said, we're going to let you off with a warning.
Yeah.
But
don't,
if it happens
don't,
one more time, don't do this again.
Do this again.
Or the consequences will be severe. Most of us then go, all right, I've learned my lesson.
Won't happen again. Not
going to do that again. I know.
So
I don't,
sorry.
I don't want to suffer the consequences. Ja Morant apparently doesn't think that way.
Right.
Because
he can't stop.
Immediately after getting warned by the league for making the finger shooting guns gesture earlier this week, he did it again last night in a Memphis Grizzlies win at the Miami Heat. Made a three-pointer with 7:51 left in the first quarter. Ran back on defense. Right arm fully extended. Left hand in the gun pose again after Adam Silver said, all right, this is just a warning. We'll let you off this time, but please don't do it again or we're going to have to, you know, increase the punishments. So the NBA did rule the celebrations were not intended to be violent in nature but were inappropriate. So issued warnings. Now you wonder, all right, what are they going to do about it? Of course, remember, Morant was suspended for the first 25 games of last season after he actually brandished a firearm during an Instagram live stream on a friend's account. So it's a little bit more serious when it's Ja compared to maybe someone else in the league. It's not just not a double standard. He has a track record on this.
It's the same guy. Somebody said,
what's so bad about it, I guess?
Well, as we said earlier.
Like, he didn't...
Anytime,
I would understand if he brought a gun to his training facility, even, like, not to mess around, just it was in his bag or something. Hey, you can't bring a gun into the NBA arena or something. I don't know. I mean, he's in his car. If he has the license for it and everything, if everything was checks out...
It's an image thing, I think, for the NBA. You know, they're looking to protect their image, which big corporations have been known to do.
They have the right to do that.
They have the right to do that. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Mailman Rob says that he's not breaking any rules, and the whole league has been doing it.
I've seen other pictures of guys
doing
it.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. LeBron's done it.
I don't watch enough NBA. You know,
I mean,
you make a shot and you put your pistol in your holster.
It goes back to the conversation we had. Is it enough? If your just employer asks you, please don't do this, and you keep doing it, is that whatever it is it enough? Please don't leave a mess in the restroom.
Right.
And you keep doing it, you're going to, is it a criminal offense? No. If you keep doing it, though, I mean, there's going to have to be some sort of consequences.
You know, have they unfairly singled out Ja Morant? And I would, if I'm Ja Morant, I'd go, well, yeah, if everybody else is doing it, I'm doing it. You know how I roll.
I wouldn't say it's like the most common celebration.
But you've definitely seen it.
But I've seen it. I can show you pictures of other guys doing it.
I don't care enough. I really don't. I don't care that much.
Somebody in the chat said, didn't they have a player in the NBA nicknamed Pistol Pete?
Pistol Pete Maravich. That's exactly right.
Times have changed a little bit since he was playing.
Yeah, it's a bit vague, I think. Don't you? It's a little vague.
It is. There's definitely some gray area here.
Didn't they ban the throat slash years ago? You can't throat slash people anymore, right? Which I liked.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do that anymore. That's like a technical, I think, if you throat slash
somebody. Ja said after the win, he's well aware of the criticism he's faced for making the finger shooting motion, says it doesn't bother him. Quote, kind of used to it. I was pretty much a villain for 2 years now. Every little thing, if somebody can say something negative about me, it's going to be out there. So, yeah, I don't care.
All right.
No more. By the way, he hit the game-winning shot at the buzzer to win the game last night.
Yeah, in front of Bella Danger, by the way.
Oh.
You know who that is?
No.
Yes, you do. Don't lie to me. There's a picture. Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen that picture. I've seen other pictures.
Ben pretending like he doesn't know who she is.
Yeah.
It's priceless. An update to a very sad story, and don't do this, but finally got some clarification on what happened to Brett Gardner's son. The 14-year-old passed away while on vacation, and it turns out, Benny, it was actually carbon monoxide poisoning. And I'm not kidding when I tell you this. I got a text from my wife this morning that had seen the story before me and said, got a portable carbon monoxide detector to take wherever we go on vacation because of poor Brett Gardner.
Yeah, I mean, you should have one in your home, but they weren't at home.
They weren't at home.
They were on vacation. Their room was like next to a machinery room, apparently, and there was some sort of malfunction, and it was seeping carbon monoxide into their room.
Passed away in his sleep, dude. Yeah. Just the worst case scenario. Maybe look into that if you guys travel a lot with your kids out there. That's what we did. And I immediately felt, I said, that's a great idea. I would not have even thought of that. Just a real sad story, man.
Finally, a little doo-doo this on a Friday.
DD mega doo-doo.
I have to say, I'm fairly constantly amazed by the cleverness and creativity of professional teams' marketing departments nowadays. They're getting better and better. Yeah, there's an occasional misstep here or there, but they're getting really good at this stuff. And credit today to the Seattle Mariners, who are doing their first bobblehead giveaway of the season. But it's not just a bobblehead. It's for Cal Raleigh.
Cal Raleigh.
It's to honor his first career platinum glove win, he got last year behind the plate. And, of course, they are leaning into his nickname, Big Dumper. And they have given him he's squatting in his bobblehead in the catcher's crouch.
Yep.
They've given him an ample rear, and they're calling it the Platinum Dumper Bobblehead in Seattle, which they are be giving away in their, I believe, next home series.
It's Big Dumper. It's so good.
it's pretty clever, right? That's going to be a hot item in Seattle.
And his Big Dumper is a hot item in Seattle.
It is.
It's
the Platinum Dumper.
It's a really, really good bobblehead. A really, really good one. I feel like the Padres might have missed the boat on giving Manny a bigger dumper in his...
That's not his nickname, though.
No, but he's got a big cake.
Manny is well endowed on the...
Whoa.
Booty, rocking everywhere.
Whoa. Sure, he wouldn't mind you saying that on the radio.
Who would?
I know. All right, save that.
And that's
next time we interview him. Hey, did you ever hear Ben say this? Benny's well endowed. It's really good.
And that's don't and do this for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
A lot of things you can say. Ample rear.
Ample rear.
Ample.
Yeah. Buttocks.
Very nice. All right, we are going to take a timeout. We have yet to look ahead to this series against the Chicago Cubs. We can set the stage. Game one is less than 4 hours away, everybody. We got Padres baseball for you this morning. We will talk about it coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
The weekend is almost here, and the weekend is a great time to check out 7 Mile Casino because it's only on Saturdays and Sundays when you can go to Sammy's at 7 Mile and get their award-winning brunch, best in the South County. It's available Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's just kind of your entry to 7 Mile Casino. You go for brunch, and then while you're there, you go, look at that card room.
Yeah.
That's a pretty nice place they got over there.
Going to go play some California-style blackjack, maybe win a little money, play some Texas Hold'em, some Pie Gals, some Baccarat. They got it all there. And really, for me, it's what they don't have there. They don't have cigarette smoke blowing in your face. They don't have slot machines ringing in your ears. It's 7 Mile Casino, and it's just a place for card players to go. They'll take your high-stakes action as well. Man, they'll take good care of you at 7 Mile Casino. That I promise you.
Yeah, they want real card players to know that that's your play. Where they will have high limits tables available for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just like they have food for you. You don't want to be hungry at 3 a.m. and not have an option. You got a great option with the 24/7 players menu. Check out the patio, check out the TVs, check out it all, and make the short drive down the 5 to Chula Vista. It's 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What's going on in our chat right now?
I do not know, but it is really fascinating.
I don't know. Well, you guys are having a spicy Friday morning.
Read it.
You want me to read the comments?
Yeah.
From Junior.
Where did that come from?
I have no idea. Someone mentioned crayons somewhere in a comment, and then Junior just threw in. I don't know that I should read this on the air.
I think you should.
Bye. He says, I dated a girl who used to burn me with crayons. Like hot wax?
Yeah. He said they started with candles and then had to upgrade crayons after a while. Mm.
Don't say it, he says.
Oh,
too late.
Sorry. Uh-huh.
Dump. Hit the dump button.
He goes, oh, no, dude.
Sorry, man. The chat,
listen, if he goes in the chat, it's fair game. Sorry about
nothing
that.
Nothing wrong with it. No, it's not shaming. It's fine.
Actually, kind of hot.
Very hot.
Yeah.
Literally.
Extremely hot. Spicy. Sorry. Sorry. Oh, she's married now. Well, I'm sure her husband's well aware also. She actually used a blowtorch on him. Bert Sienna. Hey, what happened to your grunge look that you wore yesterday?
I only have one flannel shirt.
Yeah, but you could rotate the undershirt every day.
Just wear the flannel on top every day. The same flannel. It's green and blue. I don't have a lot of green and blue.
I like that look for you.
All right, well,
you're back to golfing, Ben. You're golfing today, aren't you?
I'm not. I'm going to work. It's Friday.
Still
working today.
Bummer. You are dressed for golf.
I am running out of clothes. I need to do laundry. Usually I do it during the day, during the week, and I've been at work all week. So I'm behind on laundry. Got to catch up this weekend.
Would you ever consider a laundry service? You drop it off, you pick it up.
I don't mind doing the laundry.
Fluff and fold?
Yeah, fluff and fold.
I just need to get to a day where I'm actually home, and I will be able to do that this weekend.
This is a weird schedule for you that you
started.
It is.
Totally different.
It's like 6 a.m. till 6 p.m., basically.
Yeah.
But your whole day, you don't get to do errands and things like that anymore.
No, I'm used to having the middle of the day to, you know, if I need to go to the doctor or the grocery store,
yeah,
do some laundry, you know, pick up. I go to the cleaners, obviously, for my dry cleaning,
right.
My shirts and jackets and stuff, just the normal routine. But now I have to push it off to the weekend. But I have the weekend off now. I don't work on Sunday anymore.
Yeah.
So I actually have a full weekend coming up.
Dude, don't wait. And that's the bummer is like you're sitting here thinking, man, yeah, I have the weekend off, but I'm going to spend my weekend catching up on all the crap that I couldn't
doesn't
do.
Doesn't feel like a weekend.
It doesn't feel like a weekend,
anymore,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to life, Ben.
It's kind of the nine.
I've avoided it for 30 years, and now welcome to real life.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
You work all week, and then you catch up on everything
on the, weekend.
On the weekends.
I feel like Sunday should be your day. That should be your day. But really take Saturday for yourself. Saturday, you know, Friday and Saturday.
Well, and then
Saturday.
Sunday's the to-do day.
Yeah. Yeah,
get
that's the day you handle
yeah.
business.
This weekend, of course, we got to pack everything in the house up.
Oh.
Termite tenting is coming on Monday morning. And so you have to put every bit of food in your house in these like double protective bags.
So I've never done this, so I'm so fascinated.
It doesn't get fumigated.
Okay, so hang on. So you'll work today. You'll get home tonight at 6:30, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you guys start preparing.
Got to get it all done by Sunday night before I, you know, go to work Monday morning.
So you have to take the food that you currently have in the pantry.
Yeah.
And they're not the refrigerator.
Anything that is not in like a jar or a can that's sealed.
Okay. So canned goods,
yeah,
fine.
Cereals, pastas, everything like that. Even if it's in the fridge, it still has to go into these bags. The fridges take... Because the fridge, the intake, it gets cold, but they use air from the house that is then chilled and is pumped into the fridge. So you're going to get, you know, termite
gas
in everything.
God.
So you have to protect it all.
So Dub J nails this. I was going to say this. I know how you roll.
We're going to throw most of
that. That's what I was going to say.
I didn't go shopping this week. I told the kids,
eat as much
as we can this week. Let's try to clear out the pantry and the fridge as much as possible.
By the way,
it's a good chance to, you know, do a little spring cleaning and get rid of the frozen stuff that we're never going to eat anyway. You know how that goes.
By the way, was there anything worse than when your parents came to you and you're like, hey, we're going on vacation for a week. You guys have to eat all the food here. And it's all the dregs of the food that you don't want. And you're like, like eating.
We did a couple boxes of pasta this week. Just
tuna sandwiches every day.
Get them done. The cans and stuff are fine.
But the family directive. That's exactly. All right, guys. Let's all huddle up. Feast. Go gorge yourselves, but don't add anything new.
Right.
But anything that's here, feel free to just crush, because we're going on vacation for 2 weeks. It's all going to rot anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, man, dude. So then you have to, what about like clothes and whatnot?
The clothes can stay, although they say if you probably want to do some laundry when you get back and get it all nice and fresh again. But
this sounds like a nightmare.
I mean, as long as you're not ingesting it, it's not going to harm you.
Now, so, and how long is this process?
3 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And
you got to go to your
back.
Mom's house.
Yeah.
Back to the Corona Cave.
Back to the Corona Cave.
Where we've done some great shows.
Yeah.
Great shows. Maybe it'll inspire you to be better next week.
Being at the Corona.
Maybe you'll be better next week because of the inspiration.
A reminder of the good old days of the pandemic.
Exactly right. That bird flew into the window when our audio dropped out every 8 seconds.
Yep.
Some really, me in a diaper in there.
The Costco-sized Gokujang is finally getting the boot from the fridge because it's open. It's like, it's time to go.
Does your mom still keep it at 47 degrees
in the Corona cave? Probably. Yeah.
Are the wicker chairs still there?
We brought our own pillows to sit on.
I did. I would be in sweatpants, a sweatshirt, and a shawl wrapped around me on a wicker chair for 4 hours in the middle of a pandemic with nothing to talk about.
And a little kitchen table.
And a little kitchen table just sitting by Ben going, what do you want to do next? I don't know. What's Bruce Springsteen up to? Like, oh my God. It really, it sharpened us though. It really did. It sharpened the show, I think. So you'll have some good memories.
Yeah. So I'm not going to take baseball for granted because we've got it.
100%.
We've got it this weekend. Padres in Chicago to take on the Cubs. And Padres are actually underdogs, despite being 7-0. They're fairly heavy underdogs in this game. It's the Cubs' home opener, and they're throwing their opening day starter, Shota Imanaga, on the mound against Randy Vasquez at 11:20 this morning. So this is a good test.
This is a really good test.
How hot are the Padres? Because this is one that you would not necessarily expect them to win. But I do expect them to give the Cubs, I mean, everything they can handle in this game. Padres are playing really good baseball.
They are. They are. It'll be interesting to see what the lineup looks at. I imagine that it looks like when it comes out. I imagine that Shilty will stack it with righties. I imagine you'll see Yuli Gurriel. I imagine you'll see Brandon Lockridge out there as well. And, should be interesting. We got some guys with just a couple of ABs off of Imanaga. Crony hitting .333 off him. Jose Iglesias has got, he's hitting 1,000. He's only got two ABs. I mean, it's a real limited number there. And then as far as the Cubbies, same thing goes with Randy Vasquez, Benny. A couple guys with a couple ABs that have done well, a couple guys that haven't. I mean, it's standard. Pete Crow Armstrong hitting 1,000 off of Randy Vasquez in one AB. So there you go. Not a lot to, when you're looking at it, you know, you look at Imanaga and the start that he's gotten off to for the Cubs. He's 1-0 with a .82 ERA, six strikeouts. Randy Vasquez is 0-0 with a 0 ERA. He's got 3 Ks on the season. Yeah, everyone's just still kind of getting their feet wet. But, hey, man, Randy Vasquez's job today, keep this team in the game. If they're in it late, if they're down a run or two late, listen, get to that Cubs bullpen and get after them.
As Paulie mentioned, forecast 42 degrees and rainy, although the rain may be later in the day.
Just chilly.
Get some unpleasant baseball in.
I was just talking with radio broadcast producer Dave Marcus. He is in the booth already getting set up. He said, it is cold. It is cold.
Chilly day in the Windy City.
And they don't, there's no, it's not a nice place to broadcast from, Jesse.
No, tiny booth.
Tiny booth, cold.
At least they're going to be close together for body heat.
Is body heat overrated?
Maybe.
I think it might be.
It's got to be such a catch-22 because it's Wrigley Field. It's like a mecca for baseball. It is a beautiful, you have to go. You want to be there, but if you're a broadcaster, you're in this tiny, like, if Tony has to go to the bathroom, Jesse has to get up out of his chair.
Oh my God,
so that Tony can slide by. Like,
you can't modernize stuff. I get it. Like,
they did.
They
did a lot of renovations over the last 10 years.
And
it's much nicer,
there.
But you can't really make it bigger. It's on a city block. Yeah, I mean, you've been there many times. I've been there once.
Yeah, but they
you don't have any extra room.
But you should see the modernization around there. Is insane. They have a sports book attached to it.
Yeah, I know. It's much more modern. It's just small.
Update the press box.
But it's just, yeah, it is. But it's still small.
Modernize it.
Expand. You can make it bigger, though.
Yeah, you don't, I don't even.
You already have the smallest
amount
of seating.
Add heat.
Baseball.
Add heat to it. Insulate
that can be
it.
Fair.
Something. Like, just because you have a small space, you're like, well, we can't do anything here. Like, you just put a $1 billion sports book out in left field or whatever. Give my man some heat in there. Let them have broadcast a comfortable game today. But yeah, man, it looks way different from when I was there.
Tomorrow, same time, 11:20, Nick Pivetta on the mound against Matthew Boyd. Sunday, same time, 11:20, Kyle Hart and Ben Brown. We had Ben Lively in the series finale.
Yeah, you're
now
more
we have
like Ben Brown today
in the series finale. On Sunday. All right, we're going to check traffic. We got a few minutes left this hour. We're going to find out about an event one of our tier ones has cooking up, coming up. Get you all up to date and informed
this
next year
cool.
On 97.3 The Fan. All right, so it was on opening day. We were at Baja Ricks.
This was
the block party.
The block party.
Oh, that's right. This was the Saturday block party.
So many remotes.
I know. We have had a few. That's true. Tier one, Marco stopped by and he had some of the stickers to give away. And I didn't really have time to chat because I was rushing
to play
off.
Golf.
But,
that's right.
Paulie and Woods found out a little bit more about Marco and what he's got going on this weekend. We thought this would be something fun to share with our tier one listeners.
Yeah, no question. Marco, welcome to the program, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
It's our pleasure. So fill everybody in on what you did and what happened.
All right. Well, you know, if no one's caught wind of what happened in North Park, well, there's this mural in North Park that was created by North Park Main Street, which, you know, is in charge of the business district of North Park. And these two incredible artists, Chris Konecki and Carly Ely. They do incredible work, and you know, North Park brought them in to make a Padres mural.
It's amazing.
You know,
by the
last
way.
Year during the time when we were on a hot streak, we're, you know, getting into the playoffs, and the you know, the Padre fever was all over, and they made this mural LFGSD, bright neon. It stood out.
So cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. But, you know, what happened, you know, about 2 months ago, you know, this mural got vandalized.
Ooh.
But not just any vandalism, but it was with Dodger graffiti.
Oh, man.
Pantone something.
Something.
Whatever the color is.
Yeah,
it said Dodgers across it. And, you know, what even was worse is when you take a look in more detail to the left, they always put, you know, Chris and Carly always put their names on there. They even crossed that out.
Dang,
and that's
dude.
Just another level, too.
That's the next level.
That is, right. So not only was, you know, disrespect with Dodgers over Padres, but, you know, how this all came about is because I'm part of this group chat. This group chat, you know, we talk Padre baseball every single day. The reason how I'm linked with this because I make this custom merch that's been out there, and people absolutely love these funny catchphrases that I put on merch. And I'm just with all these diehards. You know, people from out of state are in there. You know, even Padre pages that are well known, from Yappin' Pads to Pure Padres Regions, and Friars Talk. But this group chat is from Friar Talk, and that's what the Friar Talk is, the group chat that we have together. We talk baseball. Somebody in the group chat, her name's Sarah, she brought it to our attention. We weren't happy with it, this picture. Like, what happened? Like, what's going on? We were all enraged about it. And, you know, I thought to myself, well, you know what? Instead of us just getting mad and taking this loss with this Dodger graffiti, I'm going to go out there and figure out how we can restore this.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so that's what's happening, tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what's happening tomorrow, you know, is the mural reveal party. So, you know, I went out there and talked with North Park and pretty much coordinated everything, the moving pieces with the artists and North Park Main Street, you know, then with the building owners to get a new wall. But they didn't have any money to get a new wall. So we took it upon ourselves in the group chat. We just started GoFundMe. And we started the GoFundMe for the fans to be a part of it. And that's why the banner, if you see in the GoFundMe, the banner is ran under as for the fans, by the fans.
Nice. I love it. And so tell everybody about the event that's going down tomorrow.
Yeah, so the event, it's to celebrate this new mural that's four times larger than before. So thanks, Dodger fans. Now we have a four times larger wall to showcase our pride for Padres. And it's going to be at the Friendly, which is it's a block and a half away from the mural. Those that don't know, the Friendly has the best smash burgers in town.
Dirty flat top cheeseburger. Oh, so good. Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, they're so good. So we're going to be over there. You get to meet the artists. You get to meet the group chat members that help with this project. Myself, I'll have a bunch of merch. We'll have giveaways. And then we're bringing in DJ Arquez as well. So it's going to be a great time. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a packed house. So 4 o'clock, we're going to start at 4 o'clock until the party ends.
Thank you,
awesome,
dude. That's
Marco.
Great.
That's really
great.
Cool.
Way to come in and instead of just complaining about it, actually go out and do something.
Friendly Tavern, 2232 University Avenue in North Park. And by the way, it's not LFGSD anymore. It's just FGSD because the Padres don't have any
Let's
L's.
Let's go San Diego. Yeah, if you guys see it, you know, Tatis really took most of the mural there.
Yeah, it looks incredible.
Oh, they do an amazing job.
Incredible
and hopefully
work.
You guys are invited as well. You guys are part of, obviously, you guys are part of it. All Padre fans are coming.
Thank
awesome.
You, man.
Thank you, Marco.
Appreciate
Thanks,
Marco.
I love that.
Right,
thank
you
got
the good work.
I love, you know, when people decide bad things happen and they go, what can we do about it?
Yeah.
And some people go,
no, let's
why
fix
don't we,
it.
Why don't we fix it? Let's do what we can and let's fix it and make it better. And Marco and their group did something about it, and now they're celebrating it this weekend, tomorrow at the Friendly. So that's really, really awesome.
I love all the murals, man. I do. It's so
cool to see. There's not a ton up in Escondido, but when I am in San Diego, or Ocean Beach, whatever, and you drive by, you're like, oh, there's the Tatis mural. Oh, there's the Darvish mural.
I take my kids.
It's cool.
My kids, we've posed in front of the Trevor Hoffman mural like 100 times, man. It's so great.
Frank wants to know, how do they prevent it from happening again? Ja Morant will be patrolling the area.
I really don't know, but I hope they don't, you know, that's kind of crossing a line. But when's that ever stopped anybody?
Jeff says crickets on my joke. Yeah, LFGSD. Yeah. There's no more L. Potters have no L's.
I'd like to forget it ever happened.
Not even mine. I stole that from someone else. So sorry. All right. We will come back. Hour number three of Ben and Woods. We've got take on Woods and Morse, in-season Sammy, all coming up next on The Fan.